time to give ourselves superpowers.
Guess the K92 secret sound. Win all the cash. Need help? Here comes a clue.
Clue 5. Google has one. Clue 5. Google has one. You can see all the previous clues on your free K92 radio app. You also get bonus clues on there. Your next chance of $5,000 is at 9 o'clock from First Team Nissan New River Valley, First Team Nissan Roanoke, and K92.
The K92 Morning Thanks, Monday Mount Rushmore.
You have been given the power. The power of parenting. Parenting, if there was ever a time that needed superpowers, it would be there. Because it is maddening. So they
There's
ask,
moments.
Oh my God, there are moments. There's moments every single day. Your patience is tried on a daily basis. Nay, an hourly basis. Nay, you know what? Quarterly. Every 15 minutes. Every 15 minutes, your patience is tried. And they ask parents what superpower would be most helpful for parenting. And, of course, they all had the lame, typical answers of invisibility. What is that? Invisibility.
Super speed.
Yeah. Number 2, flying, which I thought was stupid. Like, what's even the point of that? What are you going
to
do?
To leave.
Leave. Invisibility, that will work. You're covered.
No, you actually want to be physically gone.
Yeah.
I want to be in a different space. I don't even want to look at these kids.
So I think what it is instead here in the Monday Mount Rushmore, because we search for the 4 greatest options, we are going to come up with the 4 parenting superpowers. We can even give the superpowers their own superhero if you want to do that too, because I could introduce you to Dr. Sleep. Dr. Sleep is a man who can make children fall asleep on command and sleep through the night. Dr. Sleep holds the power of a good night's sleep, not even for that little rugrat, but for you, the parent. Dr. Sleep,
I like
everybody.
It.
Yeah, I think Dr. Sleep's a good one.
I like
it
that.
It makes me think about Stephen King,
though. Did you Dr. Sleep?
Stephen King. Does he have Dr. Sleep?
Dr. Sleep, that's the sequel to The Shining. Dr. Sleep.
Well, my other potential idea was Bedtime Boy, but that just sounded a little
inky. No, I don't want that. Dr.
Bedtime
Sleep
Boy.
It is.
Yeah, I like Dr. Sleep.
And since you're Dr. Sleep, I have to be Mrs. Eat.
Mrs. Eat?
Because I want the power to lift. Yes, I want to be Mrs. Eat. So I will lift my kids up and place them at the dinner table and then make their hands pick up a fork and they just eat. They can't talk. They just have to eat and not talk.
And they'll eat whatever you eat give them, right? Mrs.
Yep,
Eat.
No complaining.
Yeah, I like that. You know, I had actually written down Palette Man was my, I'm Palette Man. I will make you enjoy any food.
Hendrix, we had chicken and mashed potatoes and all that stuff for dinner last night. Mm-hmm. He said, well, I wanted a peanut butter jelly sandwich and some meatballs. I'm like, excuse me, sir?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, my son does that too. He sits down, I'd like a burger right now. I'm like, yo, this ain't a restaurant. I don't know what you're talking about.
Kind of is.
We don't take orders.
It kind of is a restaurant. But I have a power that I think is the power of all powers, especially right now.
Okay.
I don't have a superhero attached. Maybe we can come up with a name. But the power is textbook osmosis. So right now, you're doing a lot of virtual schooling. Your kids are at home.
Uh-huh.
You don't know how to answer this new math. You don't know the answer to these questions. So through osmosis, if you touch a textbook for 5 minutes, you know everything that's in that textbook for 5 minutes. So when your kid is doing this new math, you're like, Mom, Dad, help me with this problem. You touch that textbook, you know the answer.
I was thinking even better, if you just put the book on top of their head, then they know all the answers and you can walk away.
No, they still have to learn. They still have to learn. They have to learn.
I know, that's what I was thinking.
No, they will take advantage of this. As a parent, you already know this stuff, kind of.
Monica, his superpower sounds like work. Oh, I don't know. I still got to
I know.
Help.
I don't like that.
It's allowing for you to be the parent in the situation. Be like, hey, I know this. And it gives you more respect from the kids.
Okay, textbook osmosis.
Yes.
And then what's your name?
Like, that's what I said. I don't have a name yet.
Yeah, because we got Dr. Sleep and Mrs. Eat. So
Mr. Know-It-All.
What about Uncle Learning?
Oh.
No.
I don't like that one.
Uncle Learn.
I like Uncle Learn.
Uncle Learn? No.
Uncle Know-It-All?
I like Know-It-All. I like Know-It-All in there somehow.
Mr. Know-It-All.
Because you know it all.
Okay. We'll put Mr. Know-It-All in there. So I'm going to throw out this one as our 4th. I'm going to throw out a character whose name is Forgetful Jones. So Forgetful Jones gives you the power of making your kids forget whatever it is you want them to forget. So if you promised that you were going to take them to Chuck E. Cheese.
I see what you did there.
Actually, you know what? If you don't even want them to know that Chuck E. Cheese exists, Forgetful Jones, tap you on the forehead. Bam. You don't even know that exists anymore.
Tuck you away.
Don't feel like going to the pumpkin patch? Bam. Gone. Hey, it's your birthday. Boop. No, it isn't. There it is.
Aww.
Yep. Forgetful Jones. So those are your four so far. We have Forgetful Jones, Mr. Know-It-All, Dr. Sleep, and Mrs. Eat, the four parenting superheroes of the Monday Mount Rushmore.